Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
There has been a vacancy in the Lackawanna County Commissioner's office because we all know that Matt McGloin left his position as a commissioner. Oh, dear Lord, when did he leave? Was that back in January or February?
February 2025.
Right.
That was our Valentine's Day gift. Here, take this and ride it out for the rest of the year, guys.
2 years plus. Almost 3 years left in his term. So what had happened was, the Democratic committee was supposed to pick three replacement candidates, hand it over to the judges. The judges choose one to fill in. There's obviously a lot of contention between both County Commissioner Bill Gaughan and that Democratic committee. And he didn't like what they were doing. He wanted to put his own candidate forward, was fighting about and went through the courts between whether the Home Rule Charter and the Democrat committee choosing the candidates was superseded by a state rule where the judges would make the pick. So in the midst of all this, and he lost Bill Gaughan a couple of times in court, but kept appealing this thing. Well, in the meantime, he was able to get a judge who is filling in on the board of commissioners to agree with him to do a special election, which is set for November 4th. Well, yesterday, the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, which was still hearing all these arguments while this special election is underway, ruled against the county and Bill Gaughan. So the charter provision is about the appointment process. So if there were no special election, there would be, going forward with the three candidates chosen by the executive committee that the judges then were picking from, which was Brenda Sacco, right? Now, she didn't want to run for the position. So we have Tom Welby, Michael Capellini, I believe that's his name. And then, oh, gosh. Help me out here with the Republican. I had it in front of me and I've lost my page. So there's a special election that's still going on. At first I thought, so does this mean that what happens with the special election? It looks like the special election will continue on because there was a vote to make that. Oh, it's Chet Murley. I'm sorry. Republican Chet Murley. Independent Michael Capellini, and the Democrat is Tom Welby. So Gaughan said, after hearing about, and I think he knew, look, I think he knew and the county knew they're going to probably lose that in court. That's why they move forward with the vote for a special election. And I'm fine with a special election, but this whole thing has really dragged on. So Gaughan said that he respects the Supreme Court decision and is very comforted by the knowledge the voters of Lackawanna County will decide who permanently fills the vacancy. So
it should have been from the beginning.
It should have been, but listen.
I understand those rules. Listen, those rules suck. Let's just be honest.
If he didn't drag this thing out in the courts and Brenda Sacco was in, do you think Brenda Sacco would have joined with him to allow a special election? I think not.
Yeah.
So what a what a pretty crafty thing to do while you're waiting, right? Yeah. I don't know how it's all going to work out. I obviously see that there's a big fracture for Democrats between the executive committee and Bill Gaughan. But this looks like the election still continues. County Democratic Party Chairman Chris Patrick, this is all in the Scranton Times Tribune, read about it today, issued his statement after the ruling, blasting Bill Gaughan while arguing the commissioner's immaturity, arrogance, and obsession with control have made him unfit to serve. He said every court in Pennsylvania, including the Supreme Court, has made it clear he was wrong. But instead of accepting responsibility, he doubled down, wasting taxpayer money and embarrassing Lackawanna County in the process. Now, county officials have said
he's not fit to serve. Is that what they're saying?
That's what he said. And county officials have said the law firm representing Gaughan and the county in the legal battle would not bill the county for the representation. So I hope that that is the case. That's what they've said has been the case. Right. You would not want county money to go after this. So each side is calling the other one insider politics and backroom deals. Now, I personally am happy with a special election. I'm happy with it. But I think it's crazy that a party couldn't come up with, like, they had the ability to keep majority control because they had a Democrat who left. And if they got along and could agree on candidates to put forward and work together, you'd still have a majority control. It can be that an independent gets in there and, you know, but it sounds like if the independent gets in there, Capellini, he's going to be working with Gaughan because Gaughan is supporting him. It'll be interesting to see if Tom Welby gets in. Is he going to be his own person? I'm fine if people be their own people and work for the best.
And Welby's the one saying he's going to try to pause the reassessment.
The reassessment.
But to go back to the whole, hey, Bill and Gaughan's not fit to serve. Can we just table that? What if he's like, you know, you guys might be right. I'm not fit to serve. And he quits. Do you realize the hell we have to go through to find a replacement? We just got to this point. Stop saying people aren't fit to serve.
Yeah, we need another.
We don't want to do this again.
Well, at least it's been settled.
For now.
No, it's been settled.
That's what we thought before, right?
The state Supreme Court has ruled in this case that in the future, if there's an opening, it will be the executive committee that will take the candidates and then bring them forward to the judge.
If Donald Trump has taught me anything, Nancy, it's this. If the courts say no, you just change your argument and try again.
Or you just ignore it.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.